This summer, dive into the many cools of San Antonio, because as soon as the temperature rises, so do the many cool things to do. Come keep cool with amazing pools and the hottest nights at the coolest spots in Texas. Go to visitsanantonio.com/summer.
Today is Wednesday, October 30th. What to know today about new proposed rules and new testimony in the impeachment inquiry, the first-of-its-kind label assigned to California's fire conditions, and the major change coming to college sports. Plus, who now gets free grocery delivery from Amazon, and new details about a Game of Thrones spinoff. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New ground rules for the impeachment inquiry could be coming. Democrats unveiled new proposed rules yesterday, and the House is expected to vote on it tomorrow. The Hill reports among them, President Trump and his lawyers would be able to sit in during hearings and even question witnesses and provide evidence. Remember, the president has not been able to do that so far, and he's argued he can't defend himself. But under the new rules, he would have a seat at the table. And Republican lawmakers would also get more of a say at the process. They would be able to request and subpoena other witnesses and documents. But there's a catch. Democrats can still vote to block those requests if they want to. Lastly, under the new rules, the House Intelligence Committee would take the lead in the investigation, which means two other committees who have helped so far would lose some of their privileges. So again, the House is expected to vote on that tomorrow. It's meant to prep for the more public phase of this impeachment inquiry, and Democrats want to make sure everything is buttoned up. Republicans have been calling for a formal vote and more involvement, but many are still not on board with this latest proposal. The Washington Post reports top Republicans say the rules are, quote, complete garbage, and that Democrats have already abused due process, which can't be undone. They want their party to vote no. Still, the new rules are expected to pass since Democrats have the majority in the House. Also of note surrounding the impeachment inquiry, major new testimony. Impeachment investigators heard from a U.S. diplomat yesterday who was on that July phone call where President Trump asked Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. Yes, that same call that led to a whistleblower's complaint, which set the impeachment inquiry in motion. In fact, the AP reports diplomat and Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was the first official to testify who actually heard Trump's call firsthand. Well, he went against White House orders to testify for 10 hours, and he told investigators he raised concerns about that call he heard and pressure on Ukraine to the National Security Council. This is the same guy we mentioned yesterday. We did get a sneak peek of his opening statements earlier this week, so everyone had an idea of what he would say. Democrats say it's yet another person verifying the president's abuse of power. But Politico says some Republicans are questioning his patriotism. That's because he was born in the Soviet Union and moved to the U.S. when he was 3. Other Republicans, though, call those attacks shameful. They say you can disagree with his testimony, but don't question his patriotism. He's an Iraq War veteran who was awarded a Purple Heart. Stay tuned for much more on this, including tomorrow's impeachment inquiry vote. Boeing's CEO admitted, quote, "We got some things wrong." He testified on Capitol Hill for the first time since two 737 MAX jet crashes that killed nearly 350 people, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia. Well, the CEO testified in front of a Senate committee yesterday, and he'll testify at a House hearing today. And again, he'll likely face some tough questions. Already, CNBC reports his admission and apology is the plane manufacturer's most public statement so far that it messed up designing the automated system on the plane. The Wall Street Journal reports the CEO even admitted he learned about the test pilot's warnings before the second crash. He also said Boeing did not do a good enough job telling the pilots about changes on the new jet, and the company is improving and learning. Family members of the victims from both crashes were at the hearing, and at times they held up large photographs of their loved ones. And as the questioning continues today, Boeing 737 MAX jets around the world are still grounded. They are not allowed to fly. The National Weather Service has issued a first-of-its-kind warning because of the conditions causing wildfires in California. CNN reports the Weather Service put out an extreme red flag warning. The extreme part of that may not actually be an official thing, but officials wanted to get it across that this is not a typical warning that the area is high risk for wildfires, that this time it really should use that extra word, extreme, the worst conditions in recent memory. More strong winds, even hurricane-force winds, are expected to hit in some areas around the state today, which could knock down power lines and trees into dry brush, which then could spark even more fires. And keep in mind, already firefighters have stayed busy with two major fires this week that have forced evacuations and damaged homes, one in Northern California's wine country and the other in the Los Angeles area. New research says rising seas could affect three times as many people than scientists originally thought. The New York Times reports original research was based on satellite readings. The problem with that is it's not super accurate for areas like Asia when it comes to the ground level. So researchers from a nonprofit in New Jersey used artificial intelligence and other tools to take a better look. They found that at least 150 million people are living in low-lying areas, places that will be below high tide by the year 2050. In other words, flooding from climate change could be an even bigger problem than first thought for some of the world's coastal cities, especially in places like China and India. Experts say there's still time to prepare and develop solutions for coastal flooding before it's too late. New rules are coming for college athletes that allow them to make money from things like sponsorship deals. ESPN reports the NCAA's top decision makers just voted unanimously to at least start the process to change the rules by the year 2021. The changes will allow athletes to benefit from their name, image, and likeness. So they'll be able to make money beyond scholarships without facing sanctions or losing their eligibility to play. The NCAA is the country's largest governing body for college sports. And now the organization is saying it and its member schools must figure out the best way to implement these rules while keeping the integrity of college games. Keep in mind, California just passed a law a month ago with similar rules, and more states are now considering it. But there are still concerns and critics. For example, some say sponsorship deals could start playing an unfair role in recruitment efforts. We'll see how the rules actually play out. Get ready for a dramatic final Game 7 of the World Series. The winner of tonight's game wins it all. The series is tied right now 3-3 after the Washington Nationals pulled off a win last night against the Houston Astros. The Astros are hoping for a repeat of the World Series victory in 2017. The Nationals are hoping for their first title in the history of the franchise. The winner takes all Game 7 is set for tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, FabFitFun. This is a lifestyle subscription box that arrives at your door each season, so it gets you all ready for the new weather and the new trends. And you'll get full-size, premium beauty, fitness, fashion, and home products. So lots of variety and lots of quality in every box. This is my favorite subscription box I've ever tried. Because of that, I'm always so excited when the FabFitFun box arrives, and this year's fall box was no different. For example, I love using the Aveda Damage Remedy Daily Hair Repair and the Hair Towel Wrap. And the box also comes with more great products like an Anthropologie travel yoga mat and a plush ultra-soft fringe scarf. You can choose to be surprised or you can customize many of the items in your box from various options. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code Newsworthy for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code Newsworthy. Now back to the news. Amazon will now deliver groceries to Prime members for free. CNN reports if you're a Prime member, you'll get free two-hour delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market, which it owns. Before, it cost about $15 a month for the delivery service, in addition to the $119 a year Prime membership. Well, Amazon is now cutting the monthly fee, which could put it above its competitors like Instacart, Walmart, Kroger, and Fresh Direct. The free service starts now for members who have already ordered groceries in the past. For Prime members who have not ordered groceries before, they can now request an invitation. Well, speaking of memberships, Lyft is rolling out a new one for riders who want discounted rides. It's called Lyft Pink, and Axios says it costs about $20 a month. Here's what you'll get. 15% off all car rides, 3 free bike and scooter rides, and priority pickup at airports, plus some other special promotions. CNET says the new Lyft Pink will replace the old all-access plan, which gave members 30 rides a month for $300. Netflix is testing out different playback speeds, and Hollywood is not happy. Entertainment Weekly says a small amount of Android users have started testing these different speeds, so they can speed up or slow down shows and movies without muting the volume. But filmmakers don't really like the idea, asking Netflix not to mess with their art. Netflix argues the type of feature has been available on DVD players for a while, so it's nothing new. Either way, it's just a test for now. There are new details about the future of a Game of Thrones spinoff and what is and is not making the cut. First, that prequel starring Naomi Watts that you may have heard about is no longer happening. Multiple reports say HBO has dropped it. The pilot was shot over the summer and was set thousands of years before the original Game of Thrones series, but it apparently is not happening. Instead, HBO announced a different prequel is officially in the works, and it's called House of the Dragon. This one focuses on House Targaryen, set 300 years before the original series ended. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And this week, we're talking about which jobs are the best and worst for getting enough sleep. A new study from Ball State University says 35% of working adults in the U.S. are not getting enough sleep, and their jobs may have something to do with it. So high-stress jobs, long hours, and/or unpredictable shifts can cause the most sleep deprivation. Police, doctors, truck drivers, and factory workers get the least amount of sleep, less than 7 hours a night. NPR cites experts who say technology can also play a role, of course. Since a lot of us are constantly connected, it can be harder to relax. As for who gets the best sleep, CNBC says self-employed people have the lowest rates of sleep deprivation, likely because they can make their own schedules. All right, thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad to be back. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.